And welcome to episode 2 of Oblique Outlook, where we get real about POCs in pop culture. I'm Dee Dee, also known as The Stodder on Twitter.
And I'm Sean, also known as Master Dept on Tumblr and Twitter and all else.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same on every site, too, because I'm not really creative like that. So, again, we're going to remind you of our contact information. On Tumblr, we're a-bleak, that's bleak spelled B-L-E-E-K, -outlook.tumblr.com. On Facebook, we're facebook.com/bleakoutlook. On Twitter, we're at a bleak outlook. And on Gmail, we're bleakoutlookpodcast@gmail.com. So, again, we have spoiler policy here. Our spoiler policy is basically we don't really care about spoilers. We do respect the fact that other people do, so we will give spoiler warnings for everything. But as we're talking about shows that are currently airing, we're probably going to spoil the most recent episodes of the shows that are on the air right now. Just to let y'all know. Okay. So,
where do you want to begin? I mean, it's been a decent week. I mean, I must say, outside of TV, I mean, Beyonce dropped an album on us, you know, surprise bomb drop.
Boom.
That's mostly been my weekend. I'm not even gonna lie. You know, she's now officially made me a fan, so I'm done. I'm not a stan. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
It's a totally different level here. But yeah. So yeah.
I mean, and yeah, it was pretty hot. I'm not a stan to either, but it was just exciting the way that she did it without any promo. It was blowing up iTunes, shut down iTunes for a hot minute.
She just nuked the net. She nuked the whole internet.
Basically. Right. And it's number one in like 90-something countries or something.
Yeah. I mean.
Ridiculous. I mean, she
the
just.
The woman is doing it. And all I got to say is like, I must laugh at certain other fans of certain other people and certain other artists. But we won't mention your names. Gaga. And, you know. But anyway.
Perry.
Yeah. Lords.
Anyway.
Just no.
Megaton crap on all of those.
Yeah. The videos. Oh, my God. I mean,
I haven't even finished the videos yet. I mean, I'm still getting into the music.
Really? No, I spent like Friday night? I can't remember what night it was. I just know I spent all night looking at videos over and over again. And I haven't done that since MJ. So, Yeah.
So, which ones are your favorites?
Well, Flawless, Pretty Hurts, Rocket, XO, I know I'm missing one or two, Haunted. Actually, I really like Haunted a lot. So, pretty much the whole album, Blue, I mean, the whole album. It's a very tight album, I have to admit. And considering that it looks like an album that the record company wasn't really, like, wanting, but she wanted to do herself, yeah. Props.
I'm saying, I mean, she's a big enough star. She could probably do this the rest of her career.
Yeah.
Like, screw a record company.
Screw your promotion. I can do it myself. And that's like, not like she really needs it.
Yeah, my promotion is I'm me.
Yeah.
Here's my new album. You want it? That's it.
And frankly, she should follow in the footsteps of Prince and pretty much go, well, I can divorce my record company and do my stuff on my own. Or, you know, whatever. She is there. So, yeah.
So, props. Not
Definitely.
A stand, but props. So, mm-hmm. And much respect. Mm-hmm. And lots of good messages on the album. And, you know, lots of freaky shit for freaks out there.
It's that grown woman album. That's really what it is.
Really?
It is definitely that, you know, that definitely, you know, I'm an adult. This is me.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yep.
Because that's really what it is. So,
anybody who thought they had a chance, no. Jay taking care of that. Y'all ain't gonna get a chance with that.
People thought they had their awards locked in at the end of the year. Nope, sliding right before Christmas. Oh, guess what? I just outsold all your albums in a weekend.
Shoot. Oh, speaking of awards, can we talk about how my girl Janelle did not get one single Grammy nomination?
Get that.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle did not get a Grammy, a nod at all?
No. That's why I'm like, Grammys?
Boycotting the Grammys this year, I can hear.
Yeah, what's the year? What's the use? She was all up in the Grammys yet last year, rocking it. And now they want to forget that she dropped an album this year and it was excellent?
I don't know what it is, then. That makes no sense. I mean, they're jocking Lords. Lords. They're jocking, what?
Does she have, I mean,
I don't know if she got a Grammy nom or at all, but, you know, people are all on, well, they were. I don't think they are now. And it's mostly certain type of people, white people. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no. No, I don't know how Janelle did not get a nom this year at all. Frankly, Primetime is one of my favorite songs. I mean, I've burned holes due to my MP3 of that already by listening to that constantly. Yeah, so I don't know.
I like the title track. I like Victory. It was a great album with great songs on it and a great concept. And for her not to be nominated for her effort, but for people that came behind her to be nominated.
Well, isn't that how it always goes for us?
I'm just, man, I hope she doesn't, they better not ask her to come up there and perform with nobody or nothing. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
They better not ask her to come to no pre-Grammy ceremony or anything.
If they're not giving her an award, I don't think she should grace them with her presence at all.
Pretty much. Yes. Be like, yay. My presence is a present.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Anyway, so I had to get that off my chest. So now we will move to a few little bits of news from since that have happened since the last time we recorded. There's new Spider-Man 2 trailers. I think Jamie Foxx is going to play one of the main villains. He's going to be Electro.
Yeah, which when I heard that he was playing that role, what was it, last year? I was against it, and then I pretty much just forgot about it because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm not the biggest Spider-Man fan in the world, and Electro is supposed to be a classic white villain who kind of is one of those white villains who his whiteness makes him the villain he is. He's not a racial villain, but it's just he's kind of a small white guy, or he's not, you know, privileged white man who's not, you know, as not getting what he wants, so therefore he ends up wanting to cry. But the visuals definitely look cool, and I have no problem now because maybe a year's difference and it's Spider-Man and I'm really not on a Spider-Man kick anymore. I'm more or less kind of hoping that they'll stop doing movies and maybe the, you know, rights will revert back to Marvel. But
I mean, as much as I like Garfield and in the lead role and what's her name?
Is it Emma Stone who's playing Gwen Stacy?
Yes. Yeah. As much as I like them, I really thought the first movie in the reboot was kind of weak.
I'm not surprised. I've not seen it. I just haven't seen it. I mean, since the third I didn't even see the third Spider-Man movie, the old series, because, well, that one was just stunk on ice. You could tell from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of lost interest in Spider-Man after that. I mean, I've seen clips of the new one. Garfield's not a bad actor. I mean, I liked him in certain things. But I'm just not interested in Spider-Man like it used to be. And I think a lot of it has to do with the I think the day that they actually say that there's a Miles Morales Spider-Man movie, maybe the day my interest will peak back up.
Yeah, but that's the day that the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse ride into
the world. I'll just find me an Abigail Mills and her sister and we'll be, you know.
I'm just saying that, you know,
But yeah,
hell's gonna freeze over before we
I
get that.
know,
It would be
I
awesome,
know,
though.
I
It would
know,
be awesome.
I know. If they we get an Ultimate Spider-Man movie with actual, Miles Morales. Yeah.
Ooh, you know what? You know what? Marvel should get the rights for that one. Can
I
Marvel get
actually
the rights for Ultimate
I don't
Spider-Man?
know if they can or can't. I have not looked into it, and I probably should do some minor investigation. But
That
it
should
probably
happen, and it should they should make it really just the best shit ever, and then, you know, stick two middle fingers at Sony.
But they probably can't because they Sony probably owns the rights to the Spider-Man name for movies. And you know how movie rights are. They're convoluted and kind of like no, and hence why you can't use the word mutant in any of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episodes because mutants are licensed to X-Men, and X-Men is owned by somebody else for movie rights now, which is another foobar on. Well, I understand why Marvel did it all those years ago, but anyway. But no, Spider-Man, I'm not. Also, I've not been. I just Spider-Man. Maybe it's also the whole put him back in high school. Yeah, also after the Tobey Maguire stuff, I mean, the first two Spider-Mans were cool. The third one, like I said, I avoided and I didn't need to, and bad taste in my mouth. It's kind of like getting, food poisoning from eating McDonald's twice. I'm done.
I was never a fan of Maguire in the role, so that's why I was hoping the reboot would be better, but I thought the reboot was done too soon.
Yeah, there's that.
And I thought the script was weak. So, oh well. So there's that. Another big piece of casting news was that Wonder Woman was cast in the upcoming Superman Batman movie. The woman playing her is named Gal Gadot.
Yeah, she's from the Fast and Furious fame. She was in the last two Fast and Furious, I think, or she's not a bad actress. I don't remember if she's a model first, but there's issue. There are certain people, and I would say I'm of two mindsets. I don't know how you feel about Wonder Woman.
I've grown up reading the comics, so.
See, I'm an old Linda Carter Wonder Woman fan. My mother used to put it on all the time when I was a kid and loved it. I mean, one of my exes was a crazy Wonder Woman fan to the point where, we're talking about those bootleg VHS episodes, okay?
Wow.
Oh yeah. So no, and Wonder Woman's one of my top tier favorite characters. I mean, if I were to say, top, superheroines, she's like, second to Storm. And but, I like to see this, the casting to actually. I like one. I want Wonder Woman to actually work. I want a Wonder Woman movie. I mean, that's one of my hopes. And I hope her role's not downplayed in this movie. But I'm not feeling this movie so much.
It's Batman versus Superman, which I just don't see how too many people are going to be on Superman's
Yeah, I mean,
side.
it's not Batman versus Superman. I think it's Batman and Superman's kind of harken to the world's finest kind of thing where they team up. But I mean, first of all, you got Ben Affleck as Batman and.
Well, that's the name of the movie right now on IMDb, Batman
Oh,
versus
really? They
Superman.
changed it? Okay. Okay. Anything was Batman versus Superman. That makes no sense to me because, unless somebody's whipping out his kryptonite gloves and beating the heck out of certain somebody, it ain't going to be real.
So we shall see. So you said there was a lot of controversy
There
over
were some
casting.
there were definitely some naysayers in the corners, some people, not even just in the corners, I mean some people I know, and I don't disagree totally with them, that the fact is that Gal Gadot is a decent actress. She's a good actress, she's not as experienced, but the problem is that a lot of people want a really strong actress to play her, but also on top of that, some people really don't foresee she doesn't embody Wonder Woman. I mean, one of the problems I could see people saying with, having her play Wonder Woman is that she doesn't really look like an Amazon. And a number of things like, I forget who the actress is. I have to look her up. But the woman who played in Haywire, that, you know, opposite Michael Fassbender, although he died in the first, like, you know, 20 minutes or so. Sorry, spoiler. Gina Carano, I think is her name, who's actually an MMA, a former MMA fighter, fitness model. She has the build that a lot of people were looking for, you know, because Wonder Woman, I mean, we're talking about Wonder Woman here. This is, you know, toe for toe, pound for pound, somebody who could take down Superman.
Right.
You know.
I was thinking, like, Jamie Alexander, who was in the Thor movies, who played Lady Sif.
She's a game one. Yeah.
I mean, she would be, I mean, yeah, so we're both thinking, you know, kind of muscular.
Yeah. Not your model look, and not your size zero, as, you know, it's, that's the thing. That's the, and I guess maybe that's a bit of our own realism imposing upon, because frankly, let's be honest, one of the things I dislike about DC's reboot is I think they shrunk Wonder Woman by a few inches, at least all the pictures I've seen, where she's shorter than Superman, and frankly, she's always been as tall as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe it was the boots, but I don't think so. I don't think it was just the boots, because, you know, seriously.
Amazon.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
So.
Hi, we've been studying war and, you know, battle for, what, few thousand years, and Wonder Woman is not exactly, she's not a child, and I actually don't know if she's technically immortal in her current incarnations in the comic books,
mm-hmm.
but she's not a child, and she was on Paradise on Themyscira for how long? Yeah, she's been around for a long time, so no.
So, you know, but I guess the most important thing is that we actually have a Wonder Woman that's going to be on screen. So hopefully it will gain some popularity. And who knows if there's a spinoff movie that she gets of her own. I mean, there's nothing set in stone that she'll be the first to be in that movie. I mean, but you never know. Anyway. Yeah. Let's just get it on the screen, I guess. But, you know, people have to have their controversy.
Yes.
I think my first reaction when I read the news was, she really looks young to be Wonder Woman. And that's the first thing that I had. But, you know, it'll just be good to have her on the screen.
And I agree with that.
Hope she gets some serious screen time, kicking both of their asses, and because she can. And and then let's hurry up and get this Wonder Woman movie started. Let's do
it. Seriously. I mean, they've been right. I mean, DC, come on, DC. I know you're looking over at Marvel. Man, why didn't we think about that? You should have thought about that about 5-6 years ago. You had the chance. Literally, you should have done it right around the time Justice League. I'm sorry. Y'all slipped and dropped the ball. I don't know where your brain was. You know, maybe if y'all done that, maybe, you know, maybe the reboot wouldn't have happened too. And maybe, you know, things wouldn't be so bad in your comic world where we all like sitting up here inside and you're going, when y'all going to revert things back the way they should be?
But maybe anyway. Maybe they should have done a reverse Marvel. You know how they did all the individual movies to build up to the Avengers? Maybe DC should have started with Justice League and then been like, okay, oh, you like these folks? Well, let's break it down and let you see a Wonder Woman movie. Let you see a Green Lantern movie. Let you see boom, boom, boom.
Seriously.
Martian Manhunter.
Or even better yet, they could have done, I don't know, a miniseries. I mean, even though small screen, start small screen, go big screen with the individual characters. I mean, that would have been done with S.H.I.E.L.D., the opposite of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., no. You know, we do a small screen and then we do a large screen. I mean, so many ways they could have done it.
Yeah.
You know, dragging their feet, whatever.
Then if they did a Wonder Woman movie and it was good, they could be like, they could thumb their nose at Marvel and be like, I wonder why you haven't done any Miss Marvel, or I wonder why you haven't done any Black Widow or Storm movies, huh? We've got a Wonder Woman movie in the can. What's up, Marvel?
Yep.
Ball's exactly. In your court.
And I mean, you know, Black Widow's getting her own comic book.
Oh, great.
And Phil Noto's doing the artwork, and it's beautiful, the stuff I've seen of it. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, seriously, I mean, come on, there's, anyway,
So we could go on and on with that, but we have to get back
Yeah, I know.
to the rest of the show. So there's that bit of news. So from there, I mean, Lord, these people are TV writers are still trying to give you reasons to watch Agents of Shield. And we're going to talk about that show later, but they're really trying to really trying to make this show happen.
They are. They're really trying to
And
keep that positive somehow. And I'm
the
like, it
runners
works.
of the show need to make that show happen.
I don't know. Maybe they need to start sacrificing each other. But anyway.
Moving on. We're gonna move from news to TV reviews. I don't know if I should save this until last or just get it over with, but this will probably be the best review or the most positive review of the show. I finally caught up on Almost Human. Are you caught up on that show?
I did not see the last episode, but go ahead. I already know most of what happens, and I
Okay.
will probably see it after we finish recording today, actually.
Okay. So I caught up on the first five episodes, which is all that's aired. And I really like the show.
I
I
did a good
really,
show.
really like this show. I'm
Isn't
like,
it a good
holy
show?
crap, it is good. I like the world building. I know they're ripping off Blade Runner and all these other
Yeah, how could you not rip? I
post-apocalyptic.
mean,
I mean,
there's no way you cannot rip off everything. I mean, there's no way you cannot take bits of Blade Runner and the Judge Dredd and all the, dystopian, futuristic, world's gone to hell, cop,
Right.
androids, electric dreams.
Exactly. But I mean, if you're gonna you if you're gonna be if you're gonna rip off something like that and do something like, I mean, you want it to look as good as this show looks.
Yeah, the
I
show does
mean,
look good. Told you.
this budget must be crazy.
Well, it's J.J. Abrams. I mean, it's not really. If you notice, they downplay that he's an executive producer. Thank you, which is good because I mean, I'm still side-eyeing you for your Star Trek stuff, but I would say he doesn't do bad shows per se because I mean, Fringe was his,
Yeah.
and
Yeah, I mean, and just because you're the producer doesn't mean you have the executive, you don't have day-to-day involvement with the show. I mean, look at Whedon and Agents of Shield. So, oh, why do I keep bringing it up?
Because
Later.
it's heavy on
Later.
your mind. We'll talk about that
Later.
later.
Anyway, Almost Human. It's awesome. I like the world. I like the way the world looks. I like the chemistry between the lead actors.
And you're not even a big fan of Carl Urban, if I recall.
Oh God, no.
But see.
I mean, he was great. He was great in Lord of the Rings.
Yes. And I mean, what
But
is it? Actually,
the Star
well,
Trek movies,
he was just his
Bones
bones.
character got on my nerves. He just
Didn't
the way he just got on my nerves. He's just a bit too pessimistic and a bit too I'm coming to be in your face and be smart ass and you're gonna love it. Well, I don't. So I wasn't, yeah, I've been turned off a little bit by his appearance in the bone in the movies and the way that his character has gotten more screen time in the second movie over Sulu and Uhura. Like
See,
the
I still
second
haven't. I refuse. I'm gonna call it.
Spoiler alert, the second movie was such a bro fest between Kirk and Spock and Bones. It was such a
Not
bro
surprised.
fest.
Not surprised.
And I was not here for that. I was here for Sulu. I was here for Uhura. And it seemed like they got pushed to the background in that movie. And
Well, from everything I've seen, I've not seen the second movie. I'm not really interested in seeing the second movie. One, because my own my whole issue with Khan, but
oh,
also
yeah.
because there's certain pushing a horror to the background makes no sense to me, and that just seems like he was pandering to certain other people in the fandom who do not exactly approve of the relationship between Uhura and Spock, And frankly, when you pander to certain aspects of a fandom like that, who won't come out of the Dark Ages, mm-hmm. Frankly, you just put yourself back into Dark Ages. And yeah, don't like ya. Don't
even age ya. Even Simon Pegg got more screen time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
It was such... And notice what all those folks have in common?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. White sausage fest. Mm-hmm. White...
Penises. Pretty much. So, yeah, that movie made me mad, and I kind of projected all that madness onto Urban. But so it's really my fault.
You should project onto Abrams, actually. But then again...
True.
I mean, I blame Abrams for a lot of that. Yeah. Actually, I blame Abrams for all that. But, you know, again... If you can't tell people by now, I am not a big J.J. Abrams fan. You know, anybody who actually has nerve to say that I want everybody to remember me for Star Trek and try to erase Gene Roddenberry, frankly, needs to be tap danced on his forehead in cleats. But that's beside the point.
I mean, when you turn Star Trek into Die Hard in space.
Yeah, and reverse everything that Star Trek was, I mean...
Because, I mean, these movies are fun, they're great popcorn flicks, but they're not really Star Trek.
And they're not, you know, and that's, you know, no. Gene probably is flipping over in his grave going, oh, no. Like, you better hope I don't come around next time and I meet your next incarnation because I'm going to tap dance on your forehead.
And the fact that they gave this dude Star Wars 2.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Sorry, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, but okay.
But no, you don't give the same guy the biggest sci-fi franchises ever. You just... And
maybe that's indicative of how desperate the movie industry is at this point, too. And, you know, instead of branching out, they're kind of doing that inbreeding thing, and mm-hmm. They need to branch out. I mean, there's tons of independent directors out there. There's tons of independent writers. I mean... All you gotta do is flip on YouTube and look at some of the stuff. I mean, there's so much good stuff out there that obviously we have tons of creative people. Why not branch out? Why do you have to use the same old people over and over again? I mean, I'm going to spawn into a rant now. And this is something else I've seen done before. When Oprah put out her own network and she decided to get Tyler Perry to do a show, it's like, it was like a little bit of a slap in the face because, like, why are you doing Tyler Perry? Tyler Perry has enough money. Tyler Perry already has shows on other networks. Why aren't you giving it to somebody who deserves that and needs it, who needs that step up, instead of giving it to somebody who's already been running the gauntlet, who's ran the ball, and frankly, ran the ball as far as they could and wasn't that far?
Because she needed them ratings. She needed a name that was going to bring people eyeballs.
Oprah didn't need them ratings. Oprah can make her own ratings. Okay, Oprah really didn't need those extra ratings with Tyler Perry's name attached to it. Seriously.
I mean, she doesn't need anything at this point, but
exactly.
if she wanted to keep this thing on the air, then she had to get some more eyeballs.
But I mean, you know, recycling the same. I mean, at this point, J.J. Abrams should be, I mean, like I said, Almost Human is good, but his movie stuff is not. Come on. I mean, it's not even he's writing his stuff, he's just executive producer, so fine.
Yeah.
Maybe just stay as executive producer on stuff and stop writing and stop messing up things. But exactly. Whatever.
Maybe that's his lane. And
you know, it's the same thing we had with, honestly, the same thing we had with George Lucas. If you look at all the Star Wars movies, mm-hmm. all six of them, mm-hmm. the best one is Empire Strikes Back, which is the one. Okay. Three. If you look at the original three, the best one album is Empire Strikes Back, and he didn't even direct it.
Well. Anyway, okay. You got that out?
Yeah,
I just want to get back to, you know, actually being happy about something.
Almost Human, yes.
Still, very good show. Very good show. Two lead actors, mm-hmm. Michael Ealy, Carl Urban. They have really good chemistry with each other, so much so they're getting slashed like hell online. I was surprised by the comedic timing on the show. Like, this show has jokes. And they're delivered very well. And some of it's by Michael Ealy. And I've just never been, like, ever been impressed by his acting before. So I was just surprised that he was actually acting a little bit. So,
you know, what was it? Actually, just before the show aired, we watched what was it? Think Like a Man, because we actually decided to run with that ball and see how that bad was that movie was going to be. I mean, Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Well, pleasantly surprised was Michael Ealy's role in that, which was really, it was good. It was really good. You know, okay. His character was good. It was funny, you know. And yeah, that's the thing about it. You're right. His comedic timing was good in that too.
Because okay.
of things. And so, yeah, no, I agree. Michael Ealy is definitely, I would say it's probably part of the reason, the good half of the reason I'm watching the show.
Yeah, I mean, he's really one of the main reasons I'm watching, because I just, every scene that he's in, I'm trying to be there. And it's not because of his eyes or whatever, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he's a good-looking man and whatever. He's got a very nice voice. Very mellow, smooth. I like that. But it's just, his character is like, I just want to know more about his character.
Dorian is innocent, and it's something you don't see. I mean, how often do you actually see a, let's be honest, how often do you see a black male who's innocent in a role nowadays? How often?
You don't.
Yeah, see? I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine, Hey Source, about this the other night. Yeah, sorry, I had to drop. We were talking about this the other night when we were in Tiny Chat, and you know, she was raving about the show, and I was like, told you, it's a good show, watch it, people should be watching it. And,
you're right. I really think, of all things, the android is the heart of this show.
Well,
filled with humans. Mm-hmm. He, I mean, you want to know everything about him, you want to know this, I mean, this empathy that he has, it just doesn't feel programmed. I mean, how do you program empathy? And especially to the depths that he has it, it's just awesome. And the way he's portraying this character is awesome. I mean, I know Urban is getting all of the mentions because he's the bigger name. He's been in the bigger movies or whatever. But this show is...
And he is the hot name right now, being exactly. in all the Star Trek and Judge yeah. Dredd. Judge Dredd was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah, but this show
is
not about him. This show is about Dorian.
Yes. And that's one of those sneaky little things. It's like, you know, oh, you realize it, and you're like, wait, isn't it supposed to be... No, it's not. It's all about Dorian. It's all about Dorian. And pretty much Carl Urban's more the sidekick in a lot of respects in that way.
But when you see who gets more development and who gets, you know, more lines and all and screen time and stuff, mm-hmm. Urban gets that. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I'm watching for.
No.
I'm watching for Dorian.
Yeah.
So kudos again. Fox got me again.
Yeah. That's what is that, two shows they've done well this year, and they're back to back at this point?
So exactly.
They need to keep that. They need to keep those two together, and you know, don't move them.
Yeah,
and,
they're winning. Yeah, they're winning.
That's your Monday night right there. I mean, Monday night is pretty much, you know, those two shows, and yeah, I don't know what you do after you watch those two shows. I mean, pretty much go to bed.
Stay up on Tumblr till you fall asleep. Because you know those gifts are going to be out.
Yeah.
At 10:01.
See, this is why I kind of DVR and walk away. And no. Tumblr Savior is my friend.
Those gifts be out like during commercial breaks. I really think people be on Photoshop just gifting away.
Because
those gifts be coming up during the commercial break. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know how to do any of that. So I'm just in awe. I still barely know how to use Tumblr. But So anyway,
shh, never admit those things.
Sorry. I'll edit it out. I do have to talk about a couple of different episodes or a couple of scenes in some episodes that kind of made me go, huh?
Oh, things that make Dee Dee go.
There's so many. The second episode with the sex bots.
I actually liked that episode.
It was good. Yes, it was good.
Like the controversial episodes of shows usually. I mean,
it made me all kinds of uncomfortable.
Yes, but that's the thing. I mean, in some ways, I am. It's kind of, let's be honest. If we're gonna have androids and they're gonna look human and they're gonna be counseling us and they're gonna be taking bullets for us, you know, there's gonna be some sex trade going on. You know, there's gonna be pleasure bots.
Okay.
Matter of fact, pleasure bots will probably come before others. No, first it will be the defensive bots and the offensive bots for the war effort, and then it's going to be the pleasure bots because that's the way humans are.
But Sean, tell me this. Why are all the cop bots men and most of the sex bots women?
I don't know. And I don't know why the only sex bots we saw were women, because I know there would be male sex bots. Dorian. The Dorian model probably would have made the perfect male sex bots because of the empathy is what they're probably shooting at, which will probably come up in later episodes. Watch.
And also the fact that a whole model of Android was made to look like him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, was that based on a real human?
You never know. That'll probably be that episode where they go into the Dorian's past, and there'll probably be some secret. Okay, I'm guessing here. There's probably gonna be some secret coding in the Dorian's that they're gonna have to pull up his whoever designed it. It's gonna be some long episode wrapped around that, and it's gonna be something either the person designed it, which I think we both have mentioned this, will probably end up being a woman, and probably was based off somebody who, you know, helped her through her whatever darkest time, and that's probably why. It's either that it's going to be based off, like, the look will be based from one person, and then the program will be based from another person.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I mean, I'm just guessing here, but...
Just in the way that they were, that the bad guys were going solely after women for their skin, for these sex bots, was super creepy.
It was. It was definitely, I mean, in a lot of ways you think about it, it's kind of, I mean, skin trade, sex trade.
But you can get, if you just need a DNA, can't you just scrape that from somebody's mouth and be out?
Well,
you need to scalp these people?
They were growing the skin. And I mean, it probably would be easier in other ways. Who knows? I mean, I think they were going for a punch on that episode for real. And that punch was, I don't think they pulled that punch so much. They went for the punch. The punch was hard.
Yeah, I was reeling.
I think they wanted to really hammer in that this show is set in a future that's not exactly really nice.
No.
You know, there are some real dark corners. There's some, you know, yes, you guys are loving our cop and, you know, you're loving his android sidekick. Well, let's show you the real dark side of things right off the bat. And
they had those female sex bots like stacked on shelves,
mm-hmm,
in a dark room. I swear I was getting Middle Passage type vibes.
Yes.
I was not feeling it.
I don't know if that was another, you know, that was another, you know, nugget of the subversive writing that's going on, that I'm seeing bits of it. There's bits of it in a lot of shows, in the shows that I'm watching, where, you know,
because like, there's people of color writing on this show, and a man, like, of, you know, color wrote this episode.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe they snuck it in on purpose, you know, because, you know, they know that it would get some of us, and
I mean, I'm just saying, if you were throwing that out there, I picked it up, and it kind of made me. Kind of made me sick. I did like during the interrogation, kind of Dorian's sort of subtle disapproval of the way Kennex was trying to interrogate that frankly gorgeous sex right there, who I really wish had not been deactivated,
because
I would have liked to seen seen more of her interaction with Dorian. Because she
was beautiful. That was actually so sad. I'm not even gonna lie, that was so sad.
She was just so wide-eyed and
innocent.
And ignorant in the least annoying way. She just was.
Yes.
There were just some things that she just hadn't been taught, or people hadn't felt the need to program or whatever.
Well, if you break that down even further, I mean, that's actually, I'm not even going to break it down any further, because part of me is saying that breaking it down any further and thinking about the fact that they didn't program her with certain things, they left her innocent, is even worse for the fact that she was being used for skin trade.
Oh, my God.
See.
Oh my God. See? Oh, see, this episode just turns your stomach. But that whole, I like the whole way during that interrogation that, Kennex was trying to be all hard-nosed and who owns you, blah, 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 blah. And Dorian was straight code switching. He was like, who made you? Where were you born? He was like, I know how to speak this android's language. Kennex, step off. But Kennex wasn't trying to hear it, and he didn't get any information. Only he needed to just fall back and let Dorian handle this one. But pretty soon, I'm just waiting because Kennex keeps messing up and keeps,
Dorian's gonna have one of those moments where Dorian's probably gonna grab him and put him against the wall and be like, "You need to step down."
waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for
Although
it.
I don't know if Dorian would do that per se, because there's questions about the coding of the androids in my head. But you never know.
But I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting. I'm hoping it happens. Hopefully during sweeps. Just let
The
happen. Anyway,
partners have a schism they can't get over.
Dorian trips Kennex and he can't get up. That's all I really need. But yeah, like we said, there's definitely people of color working behind the scenes on this show. Some of us can tell by the writing and the production. There's the person that wrote this episode that we're just talking about, episode 2, called Skin. His name is Chio Hadori Coker, and he also wrote for the TV show Southland with Regina King.
Love that show. Sad it got canceled.
And the man who directed episode 3 is named Larry Tang. So got people of color working behind the scenes on this show, so that's another reason to root for this show. Let's see. The other episode I really wanted to talk about with you on the show. I mean, I had to talk to you about it before because I was just feeling some kind of way about it. In the latest episode, we have this scene, and it.
Let me see that.
Oh, don't, don't, don't. God. Anyway, all right, Jesus. This scene that's played for comedic effect, but kind of had me feeling some other type of way.
Express yourself, DD. Come on.
I'm trying. Kennex and Dorian are in the car. He's just see he's
I think everybody knows the scene. It's
yeah
called "What's in Your Pants"
well
scene, okay?
basically
Why you got all that junk in your front?
and why is your human partner so worried about your anus
Yeah.
junk?
But you know, that's that whole, I think that's a play off of male envy. It's the male envy scenario, and it's also, you know, I'm gonna I'm, let's be honest, it's also the white guy, black guy thing.
Which it just makes me, I just don't understand. I mean, yeah, it's a funny joke, but then you're thinking about so many things, like why would you have that on an android if they weren't being if their purpose was to be a cop and not a sex bot?
Well, no, remember the Dorian Miles were originally therapies. They were originally therapies and counselors and other things.
So
And I don't.
they were doing hands-on sex therapy, is that what you're
I
trying to
wouldn't be
say?
surprised. I would not be surprised at all.
The fix that were about to be written.
I mean, that's the other part, and they put it there, of course. You know, come on, you know. But no, it's that. I mean, that's what I thought when I heard it. I was like, yeah, you know, sex therapist right there, or counselor. I mean, grief therapy with somebody who, you know, I mean, there's so many different ways.
I'm
I
not gonna
mean,
ask you to elaborate on the grief therapy and how that has to do with,
I'll tell you that off
Okay, good, good, good.
mic.
I have so many, I still have more questions. If your design, now I really want to know more about Dorian's designer. who they were,
yes,
why they would design him that way, what the design was based off of.
I've got question after question, and most likely, like I said, that'll probably be that episode where they go into who designed Dorian, who came up. You know, like I said, it's either one or two people. It's probably going to be one for the ease of writing,
mm-hmm.
And more than likely, I still think it'll probably be a woman.
I'm hoping it'll be a woman, but I'm just worried that it's going to be,
yeah,
a woman who might not be aware of all the.
You're thinking Mandingo issues, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know, there'll be some, like I said, some subversive writing in there. Who knows? Maybe somebody's trying to, you know, slide in another message. Who knows?
But yeah, I want to know all about the designer and their plans for the model. I want to know why the model got deactivated and so I'm sure we're going to find all that stuff out.
But, yeah.
And I want, you know, I just don't know why that scene was in there other than having comedic effect. Why would you?
Unless, of course, like you said, they're trying to build up the slash. I mean, seriously, you got to cater. I mean, if you cater a fandom on a certain level in a certain way, hey, it makes your show.
But after that scene, they never followed up on that scene. I mean, even the part where Dorian asks Kennex to ask Maldonado to get him his own place. They never even followed up on that part of the scene. So part of me mm-hmm. thinks that they might not ever refer to that again, which is confusing because I don't need to know that stuff about Dorian's junk. If we're never going to come back to it. I'm just saying. What? Stop laughing at me.
Okay, I'll be laughing at you. You may not want to, but you know there's about a gazillion other fans of this show who wanted to know, and now they may know. And even the ones who didn't think they wanted to know, but now know, and now they're sitting at home writing it. Okay, come on. Oh, you know that. God. You know this.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I just want it to be, I just want to know stuff that's going to develop the character, and I don't know if this will. But now I know it, and it's burned into my brain. Yeah. Just like the Ken doll. The Ken doll MXs. All of this stuff is also burned into my brain.
That made no sense to me, but anyway.
Why? Why? Yeah. Why would they make the MXs like Ken dolls and Dorian not?
No, no, the not like Ken dolls. Like, not. It's the design of looking like a Ken doll at the leg part that just doesn't make sense to me, as in the physics of running.
Yeah. I think it was just a big joke.
Yeah, I think
really
so, too.
Really elaborate joke, and I don't know.
I mean, Dorian... Well, you know, let's be honest. They probably said in an episode that Dorian actually may have a romantic interest. It would be nice.
But if he doesn't have any... I mean, he doesn't even eat.
Just because you don't eat don't mean you can't fake like you eat.
Okay.
Let's
have to talk about that offline. We're going to have to talk about that.
You could take this back another step and let's realize what Dorian really is. In some ways, Dorian is the human condition that Gene Roddenberry did for all his Star Trek series. We have Spock and Tia in original. We have Data. Come on, Data. Data who actually had sex, you know. Data who can remember his last time actually having sex down to the second in, you know, First Contact movie. You have Odo in DS9, which I'm rewatching. And you have Kes, who really didn't do that well in Voyager, but then again, you had 7 of 9. You know, it's one of those things. It's in a lot of ways, I think that's what it is. It's a harken back to Roddenberry, but also let's do this right.
I mean, all of these people, most of these people were not, you know, they weren't black.
Yeah.
And when you put a black person in this role and you have him doing these things and you're saying these things about him, it has different connotations.
Definitely.
So when you have him like revealing himself and he's massive or whatever, and you got the white guy horrified and saying, "Is that all for one person?"
And then, that harkens back to, how, black male sexuality has been, deemed evil, and so many other, black sexuality has always been deemed evil by certain things of the patriarchy and by, white supremacy. But yes, you're right. And
And I'm this
I'm
character is
hoping
so
this is.
innocent, and I just feel like he's gonna get taken advantage of, if not on the show, then in fan fiction, now that this is out.
Well, in fan fiction, it's totally going to happen. It's already happened, I'm pretty sure. The
Yeah.
second that episode aired, it was already there. And, even beforehand, most likely. But, one of the reasons I stay away from fan fiction like I do.
You did that one. Anyway, never mind. We'll talk about that later. So I wanted to talk about that. I still really like the show. Can they just call it Dorian?
Maybe he'll get his little spin-off.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Actually,
That's all I need.
if they're smart, what they'll probably do is do a web series and, maybe even a comic book. Who knows?
Yeah, and so we can get more backstory on him. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I'd be all about that. So, oh, and there's another controversy because Fox is fucking up and showing the episodes out of order.
Are they?
Yes, they are. The second episode that we saw was really the fifth episode.
So they're pulling that stuff that they did
They're
with
Firefly.
Firefly.
They are definitely pulling
Great
a Firefly.
Fox.
Yes, and fans got nervous. They're like, because Firefly got canceled after 13 episodes, and they really don't want this show to get canceled in the same way. So they got all fans got all upset about it airing out of order. So people are trying to figure out, rationalizations and justifications, but so we're supposed to be getting, I think the next few episodes that we're getting will be the second. The ones that were filmed in
Order.
second and third.
Okay, so need to figure out. I need to find some way to figure out. Okay, that's okay. I know what
Yeah,
I'm doing.
because we haven't heard from the, we haven't heard anything more about the ex-girlfriend that's
Who?
possibly part of In Syndicate.
Which makes no
So
sense because that would seem that he should have been right hot on the tail of hunting them her down.
exactly, but that's what you
Yes.
get when you air
No.
shows out of order. When you
Damn
air,
it. Fuck you, Fox. That's all I gotta
it's
say.
pretty
Fuck
much
you in the eyeball.
don't screw the show up. So,
Seriously.
and another thing, when in that scene where Dorian has created a dating profile for Kennex and he asks Kennex to describe his perfect woman, and he says brown eyes, smarter than me, bloody bloody blah. He's not only describing Stahl, he's
He's
also
describing her
describing his
best.
ex-girlfriend,
Yes, he
and
is.
people don't want to pick up on that. They just want to run with this, oh, let's get John and
Well,
Stahl together.
we already know that they're pushing the ship of Stahl in him. But let's be honest, the ex-girlfriend is going to have to come back. But of course, the problem with that is the
It's
ex-girlfriend.
evil.
Yeah, and I have a problem with that anyway because the ex-girlfriend, being a woman of color, being evil, was there when he was supposed to be killed. I have real big issues about that, but that's a Sean issue. Well, that's not just a Sean issue. That's most of, a POC issue because, why we
Yeah.
always got to be the bad guy.
Right. But Dorian, people are gonna say, but we have Dorian.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Whatever.
I'm not going to argue with anybody right now about stuff like that.
Anyway, so yeah, people are, yeah, and that's, it's kind of almost like a reverse Katrina thing on Sleepy Hollow, but
Instead of
because
pushing her all the way in the face, they're trying to hide her,
So yeah, so that's another thing about Almost Human, and so we will continue watching and hope that Fox doesn't fuck it up.
Pray that it doesn't. Pray that Fox doesn't. Because Fox can.
Yes,
Sorry,
they can. I'm
I'm gonna behave. I'm gonna
no,
behave.
no, because
Fox could fuck up a rainstorm, okay?
yep.
Seriously.
I mean, that's what I my name for that network has always been, after Firefly, my name for that network has always been FUX. So, because that's what they do. Just don't mess up this show. Don't mess up this show. Leave Sleepy Hollow alone, uh-huh. And we can be cool, Fox.
Yeah, really.
So, speaking of Sleepy Hollow,
I've not caught the most recent episode, but I mean, I already know what happens.
Thank you, Tumblr.
Yeah.
This show is so crazy, but I think they finally ended this little mini arc of Ichabod's man pain, which I am here for. I'm not here for the man pain, but I'm here for the end of it. But yeah, this episode was crazy. John Noble came back, and there was more interaction between John Noble's character, the Sin Eater, and Crane and Abby. But Abby was so much in the background in this episode. Crane was like agreeing to things from the Sin Eater without, you know, and not letting Abby have his back. And, you know, that's not the show. The show is Crane and Mills. So,
well,
it wasn't the best episode.
What I'm hoping is one of those things. So hopefully next episode will be all about Abby or more about Abby. Wait, is there a break now? Are we in a winter break time?
I think we have a couple of weeks where we don't have a new episode.
Yeah, that's what we're
in. But it's not a Scandal type break where they're not going to see anything new till February 27th. It's not that bad.
Because I know most of the Fox shows should probably be on a what, 3 or 4 week break, because I know American Horror Story is.
Later.
Yeah. but so yeah, winter break. So hopefully when we come back to it, hopefully, you know, we'll have an Abby-centric episode. Maybe Abby and Jenny.
Yeah, we need
them. We need more Jenny.
Yeah. So, but we did have a couple of scenes with Captain Irving, where he was able to meet up with his family in New York City, and he visited.
They actually leave Sleepy Hollow?
Some of them. Well, the captain does. That's all. That's what he was doing the first few episodes. He was going to Albany. He was doing this and that. He had this great scene where he visited his old church in New York, and trying to get, I guess, some more information about prophecies and stuff like that. And Orlando Jones was really impressing me with his acting in that scene. He was doing his thing.
He's a good actor. He's an excellent actor. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. I was looking at Drumline the other day because it was on cable, and I firmly still love that movie. I mean, yeah, you know, guilty pleasure there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. Yeah.
So there's something going on. It's like these Moloch's minions or whatever, they've got a couple of game plans going. If they don't get what they want from Ichabod and Abby, they're going to go after Irving or his daughter. It seems like they've got plan A and plan B going, which is, I guess, efficient, you know, for evil people. But, it was really creepy that people were like, it felt like Fallen. Remember that Denzel Washington movie?
That's a good
movie. That creeped me the hell out. I didn't want anybody to touch me for days. No, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it. So, this evil spirit was like passing on from one person to another. Oh my God, that was creepy. Yeah. So, leave that child alone, y'all. Leave that child alone. But, so I'm not understanding the whole Jeremy is Crane's son, which Jeremy? Really? Was Jeremy a popular name in that time? I don't know. Especially if your daddy named Ichabod. What?
Your mother's name is Katrina.
I don't know. Whatever.
Jeremy. Jeremy does not seem like something. What was that? 1600s? Was it
1600s? 17. 17 going into 1800s.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Because it was still the heavy English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, Jeremy. These writers were tired when they wrote the script. Jeremy killed Abby's ancestors.
Yeah.
So how did she get here?
Well, didn't kill all of them, obviously.
I guess. So so maybe we have more ancestors we're going to see in the future, because that confused me for a minute. And then the whole how they switched, the fact that Katrina first told Ichabod that Moloch had kept her in purgatory. Now she's saying the coven put her in purgatory.
Really? Okay, that's sloppy writing in my book. It's either one or the other, or what is it?
And when you're already dealing with a character that nobody trusts,
yeah,
to have them flip-flop on a story like that is not good.
Yeah. Well, so. maybe somebody said, and I forget who it was, somebody mentioned maybe Katrina ain't exactly on the up and up. And it's not just you, but somebody was saying that about Katrina really not being on the up and up.
She lied too much.
It's more than, I mean, it's like, you know. Yeah.
I
had your baby. I'm a witch. All the things I couldn't tell you when you were alive. Well, alive and up and not asleep, you know, recovering.
Yeah, before I put you under a spell.
Yeah, put you asleep for 200 years.
Which I didn't tell you about either.
Yeah.
He still wants to get her back. I don't understand anymore.
I said, sometimes loyalty is the strongest thing some people have. It overrides common sense, obviously, in his case.
Anyway, but yeah, this show is just crazy, and I'm trying to apply logic to it, and I need to stop because it's making my head hurt.
You got to watch it. Watch an episode or two and then try to apply logic and then go back. That's the only way. I mean, I applied the same logic to this show that I applied to, like, I don't know, Buffy. Sometimes it don't make no sense. You know, not the same logic I try to apply to the Republican Party, which is it makes no sense at all. What the hell am I doing? Get me off this planet. But, you know.
So everybody, you know, everybody's acting their butts off. Everybody, from the leads to the guest stars. John Noble was great, and I really need to get him to get back on his own show because I want to see him every week like I used to, because he's awesome. But and bring Jessica Nicole with you because I need to see her every week again too.
Yeah, she needs to be in more things. She needs to be in somewhere she's not overshadowed. That's one of the things I did not like about Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like that about Fringe. Then, like, she got overshadowed.
Right. Like, the fact that they had some guy who, some black sheep of the family come in with no FBI experience, come in and take her spot as Olivia's partner was some BS. And I bitched about that the whole entire run of the show. Anyway,
I think I haven't finished second season. I think the end of second season. When do they do the switch between Olivia One and Olivia Other Universe? Is that end of second season?
Either end of second or end of third.
It's end of second, I think. Yeah, that's where I left off at. I have to go. Need to catch up on that.
So anyway, Jessica, come back and be in all the things, please. And
I don't know, you could be Abby and Jenny's cousin.
Ha ha ha. I like that.
See?
Yeah.
And then she could hack around to be her sister.
Stop.
And they could be witches.
Sleepy Hollow is just the haven for all of the lost black actors.
There you go.
We'll put J. August Richards in there, too.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And that'll lead us to
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You want this one?
Oh, no. I'm going to let you have this because, yeah. No, actually, maybe no. I mean, people have already heard my viewpoint on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that hasn't changed too much after last week's episode.
But has it been recorded, Sean?
It's been recorded. I mean, let's be honest. You know, I'm constantly sitting up here wondering and amazed at people loving on Joss Whedon so much, calling him a feminist writer, thinking he's so great. And I can't blame him for this show totally because he's not writing the show, but still I can blame him for the fact that it is following in the footsteps of all his shows, that it's the same fucking tropes over and over again and same crap. I mean, literally, instead of the, you know, bad guy of the week, I am seeing the dead POC of the week, and I'm fed up. I am fed up, but I'm still hate watching because I'm really, really, really hoping, I'm really praying that the show will get better. I mean, and if I'm disappointed, I'm voodoo doll, voodoo doll. I'm going to get Joss Whedon voodoo dolls. I'm going to get them. I'm going to give them to people. I'm going to give them to little kids, and I'm going to tell them to stick things in it. And yeah, I'm doing that.
We should give one to, what we need to do is bring Queenie back and set her sights on Whedon. But anyway, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. Calm down. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Let's finish eviscerating this show, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, because
I've got three words.
And those three words are?
Fuck this show.
Wow. Wow.
Done.
That's even
done. Mad. I told y'all last time, if they mess with this character, if they kill him again, I'm done. And I might be done with Whedon. I might be done. I might not watch Avengers 2. I mean,
you might not watch Avengers 2. Wow.
I mean,
you're throwing down the gauntlet, girl.
For real. I told you.
I'm stepping back.
I'm saying. I mean, it's not like my baby Hiddleston is gonna be in it anyway. What I need to see it for. Anyway.
Wait, you're not one of those people that's all in caps, firm buttocks. Okay.
I don't want to see another installment of Iron Man being a total jerk to Cap either. I was so mad about that in the first Avengers. That made me so angry. And it's all because they were trying to play up some daddy issues because Howard mm-hmm. Stark loved Cap mm-hmm. and Tony Stark hates his dad. And because mm-hmm. Whedon has to throw daddy issues in every
Didn't they
fucking
fix that in Iron Man 3 with the daddy issues thing? I don't know. I haven't seen Iron Man 3, but
I haven't either. So I think
there may be something in Iron Man 3 about daddy. Anyway, but back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm sorry. Okay. Fuck this show. I like they brought Mike Peterson back, played by J. August Richards, who is an alum of Agent Angel, the series.
Who deserves so much better from Joss Whedon than he's ever gotten.
Because he's a good actor and very handsome, and I just want to hug his face off. He came back. He's all smiling and happy and eager and ready to work.
Let's talk about this. Because okay, the first episode of the show is him, and you know there's that setting the pace that has been used for the show, which is angry, misunderstood POC that we take out mm-hmm. or do something with. Because that's happened. There's been two misunderstood, angry POCs with powers that they've taken out. One black, one Asian. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this one gets to come back, which is good. And he's been training with them. And, you know, he's found, you know, whatever they did, fixed them, happened to fix them. But they're all. Only one who's not worried, okay, maybe Coulson wasn't so worried, but Sky wasn't so worried, because, you know, Sky knew him. Mm-hmm. And May was just quiet, which kind of is starting to get on my nerves in some respects, because I'm getting tired of her just, I kind of respect it in certain aspects, but sometimes I don't. But what's his face, Mr., what's his name? W, whatever. The boring Mr., I'm the,
I always. Ward, A.
Yeah,
Ward.
Yeah, I should start thinking Ward as in warning signs. Peterson
comes on the plane and everybody like takes turns crapping on him.
Yeah,
And
and what was the point?
he just takes it with a smile, and he
Yeah.
keeps saying thank you, talking about you
Y'all
saved my
saved me.
life.
I mean, I'm like, what is this pandering to the white man crap that I'm seeing here? And that's really all. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie to it.
Sean, I'm just
Oh,
go ahead and tell
oh.
it. I was
I mean,
like,
that's what it was. It really was, because it was like, what's this?
it was making
How?
me so mad.
No. I almost want to say, what is this shucking and jiving shit I'm seeing? I mean, really?
It wasn't too damn far away. And that's what got me. I'm like, I should have known by then. I was like, oh Lord, they gonna kill him. They gonna kill him.
But see, also in turn, I would say that if you want to go with that, they killed him, they probably didn't. Because after seeing the episode, I was sitting there and go, this is a comic book thing. No body, no death. That's like rule point one of comic book deaths. If there's no body, most likely the character's not dead. Rule two, and they've proven this with Coulson, dead doesn't mean jack shit, because they always bring somebody back.
I'm not here for him being brought back to be damn near killed every episode.
Yeah, we don't need another Rory.
I was about to call him. He's about to be a Black Rory.
Mm-hmm. We don't need that.
I don't need that.
We don't need another Rory. And frankly,
that's too much stress in my life, and it's not fair for his character.
I'm hoping that he'll come back. I am. If he doesn't, I'm.
Remember how in the last season of Angel, how they gave him special intellect powers and put him in a suit and had him be Wolfram and Hart's lawyer?
You hear that growl, right? That because and the way they played that.
They did the exact same shit in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that's why I am like, fuck this show.
Yep.
They gunned him again, and that's why I'm so mad. Because he deserves better than that.
At least his gun, he wasn't kowtowing. he wasn't shucking and jiving the way his character was. That's the only thing. I mean,
They had him thinking that he wasn't good enough the way he was, and he had to go and get some.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
Fuck the show. Fuck this show. Fuck this show. I'm done. I don't even care. I know they're going to come back and reveal what happened to Coulson, whether he's a clone or android or some other shit. I don't care. I'll let Tumblr tell me.
He's not an android, I don't think. But yeah. Hopefully Peterson will come back, though.
Y'all going to have to tell me about it, because I'm done.
I'll let you know if he does. I mean, it's a good thing. I think they're on their winter break, too, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I could take a break from them
Cause fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it's gone from hate watching to severe. Why am I watching this? To, you know, it's really at the, yeah. But yes, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Joss Whedon, Voodoo Dolls.
Also, can J. August Richards be in all the things? Cause he's really good as an actor. And he's really
definitely
cute.
He needs to be in more things. He needs to be in more things, and I wish he really was. And I feel some kind of way that, seriously, I don't know if he went back to working with the Whedon group and thinking it was going to be good, and instead it's just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
It's like, okay, you were Gunn. I'm going to write Gunn for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because that's basically the same way they did him. And he deserves better than that. So Shonda, save him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Shonda can save anybody right about now. I don't know if Shonda can save. No, let's not even go there, because I don't even watch Shonda's shows, and I know Shonda can't save him right now.
Anyway, somebody put him on Sleepy Hollow. Put him on Almost Human. Okay, excuse me. I'm gonna save that. That'll be my happy place. Thank you. So shut up. Anyway, so yeah, Voodoo Doll. We're gonna bring Queenie back. set her sights on you, Joss Whedon.
Oh man.
And
So
that
American
said,
Horror
we're gonna
Story.
roll into.
American Horror Story. And yeah.
Take it away, Sean.
Okay. So this is a time in our podcast where I have to drop into the serious voice and just be honest with you. American Horror Story. I was actually looking forward to this show. Coven, especially because I have a fondness for witches. I have a great love of witches, okay? And I marathoned the first season in a 12-hour period, or less, actually. So I was looking forward to Coven. And off the bat, I was disappointed. Totally, totally disappointed. I mean, you know, I really have to say that I am tired of writers using rape. And I don't understand how you can't. You should just stop. How can you just not do it? And you should just not do it. Okay? There's no questions about it. And gratuitous, and I mean, Ryan Murphy, I don't have any real deep love for Ryan Murphy anyway, but it was just over the top. So that was like literally the first episode was like, what the fuck? What the fuck, son? So, you know, then we go into the whole thing with yeah, this is spoilerific, people. If you have not been watching American Horror Story Coven, you want to just step off this because this is about to get real. Okay, so you bring, you know, all the kids, like, there's only a few characters on the show that I actually really can identify with on any minor level, and actually the only one I really was going for. I'm really only here for Marie Laveau and Queenie. Okay? That's really it. Marie Laveau, Queenie, and in some way, is it Paige, I think, is Fiona's daughter. Because I feel sorry for her having the mother she does. But you dig up an old racist slave owner who, you know, killed babies to try to keep her, you know, youthful looks, killed her, you know, it's just, the whole show is just pretty much a morass of just vile and cesspit of, it's just, and I don't understand why I'm still watching it other than because I'm hoping that something good will come out of it for Marie Laveau's character, played by Angela Bassett, who's a goddess, and for, you know, Queenie's character, who's played by Gabby Sidibe, because, you know, seriously. But this show's the worst. That's all I got to say. Maybe that's why I'm still watching, because it's the worst, and I just can't believe how bad it is at times, and I'm watching it. And I'm like, you know, what the fuck? Why don't I have something better to do? Can I go like sit in a corner and read a book? You know, maybe I should go like, you know, talk to an ant, because talking to ants might be better than this show. I
Damn.
mean, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. That's where I'm getting at. I mean, the last episode was chock full of, I'm not even going to say how bad it was, but I'm pretty sure people saw it. I mean, I hit my Tumblr limit because of that show on that day, because that show was so bad. I mean, there's no way you're going to sit up here and take a behead a racist, immortal white woman who owns slaves and try to force, you know, her to actually acknowledge that she's evil, vicious by making her look at roots and, you know, watch, you know, We Shall Overcome and listen to We Shall Overcome, and then have a pretty much an assassination of nothing but black characters and a black-owned shop to that music. Ryan Murphy, what the fuck are you thinking? Really? Did nobody not call him on his shit? Did nobody just say, hey, I think this is a bad idea? I mean, that's awesome. I should have said, was I think this is a bad idea, Mr. Murphy. You know, maybe you don't realize that the lines you're crossing here are pretty much just all over the place, and that you're making yourself look like a shit stain of a human being. Maybe you're not even a human being. Maybe that's what it is, okay? But the fact is, you pretty much took everybody who was watching your show who happens to be a black person, and probably some white people who were offended. I'm sorry, I don't know if white people get offended by this stuff. I hope some of you do, because that means you're human too. But really, it's offensive, it's bullshit, and frankly, you know, you're not even worth me getting a voodoo doll that I would get for Joss Whedon, because frankly, don't think you're good enough. You know, maybe a truck will hit you. I'm not wishing death on you, because if I wish death on you, I don't need to come back on me. But man, you need to check your shit. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. That's off my chest. Angela Bassett, please don't work for this man. Do not join his cast regularly. I hear that there's supposed to be some talk about you joining his cast regularly, and I really think you deserve so much better. I mean, you don't deserve this. I mean, I love your character. I love you. You're a goddess, okay? But I do not think that this man doesn't even deserve to wipe up behind you, okay? This man does not deserve to be in your shadow. This person is, he's the worst. He's the worst. And I hope you ad-libbed those lines that you dropped in the first few episodes. I really hope you had to ad-lib your character a lot, because I don't think he could write this. And if you didn't ad-lib it and you worked with somebody else, whoever it is, give them props, because, you know, yeah, they stole everything that they have from us.
So, after all they did in that episode, and I read, you know, I heard on Tumblr, you know, that certain characters had been killed off the show.
Don't think she's dead.
I mean, I read an article in Entertainment Weekly. I think I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Where with Gabby Sidibe, and she said she's still working.
Yeah. I didn't think she was dead anyway, because if she did die, it was from the gunshot wound to her gut, which was done by what's-his-face, the witch hunter. But in fact, let's be honest, guessing here, Marie Laveau could bring back the dead. So I'm pretty sure Marie probably would have brought Gabby back, would have brought Queenie back, because Queenie's pretty powerful in her own way. And it would make sense for her to bring Queenie back, because Queenie could be her ace in the hole.
So,
but
we need to see that happen, because if they brought all these other chicks back,
well,
they don't bring her back.
I don't know. Have you been watching the show?
No.
Okay. Well, see, the fact is, and this is going to be really spoilerific, the fact is, everybody else except for the male love interest who got killed off in the first episode, because he was the innocent one in the bus that got blown up from the, you know, the bunch of rapists were in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison flipped the bus and exploded. She used her telekinesis because they raped her, which I was so proud of. I was happy for that, because, you know, I'm all about rapists getting their own just desserts. The fact is, he was an innocent, and they kind of used the pieces to bring him back, and it was Madison and Zoe who brought him back, not Misty, who's the witch who grew up in the bayou out in the swamp, who was killed. You see her death in the first episode, but what she is, she has the power of resurrection. She resurrected her damn self from the dead, okay? That's how powerful she is. And she's the one who's been bringing back everybody. I mean, she brought back Madison, she brought back she helped repair the damage to the guy who they brought back, because when they brought he was incomplete. And she in turn also brought back Myrtle Snow, who was the one that Fiona set up as the one who threw acid in Paige, her daughter's face, when she didn't do it, and they burned her at the stake. So Misty is the resurrector of the group, but she didn't resurrect. I don't think she resurrected, or she'll be the one that resurrects Queenie. I think it'll be Marie Laveau, because Marie, and this is all conjecture, Marie most likely will resurrect Queenie and be like, you're my ace in the hole. I have to go deal with these white bitches. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. But that's really what I could see her saying, because I got to go deal with these white witches, because, you know, this is all out of hand. We got witch hunters. You know, they just shut up my shop. Oh, my God, everybody else is dead. You know, and the bad thing is, the beginning of the episode had Fiona walking up in there trying to make a deal with her for the same reason, because of witch hunters. And, you know, there's ins and outs. Really, the last four episodes of the show is probably going to be all about them against the witch hunters. And it's going to be some glossing over of things like, oh, yes, we were against each other. Now we have to fight against, you know, the witch hunters. And the witch hunters, again, Ryan Murphy, you're a misogynistic asshole, because the witch hunters are... They're just pure on, yeah. It's the standard witch hunter motif of, you know, we're men and women have this power and we have to kill them. And it's just, it's some bullshit. It's some bullshit.
American Horror Story. It's some bullshit.
Bullshit.
I should put that after the colon.
I'm only there for Angela and Gabby.
That's another subtitle. Are
you here for Angela? Oh, man.
Oh, you got it all out? You good?
Yeah, I could write better half asleep. I know, And that's another thing that amazes me. These people are putting on these shows, and yeah, they can be really, really good. I mean, I could name like five people I know on Tumblr who write way infinitely better than like any of the people. Well, maybe it's not that. Maybe, like I said, it's the like Ryan Murphy. I mean, I don't think Ryan Murphy's writing this stuff totally. I know he's got other people writing for him, and he's just approving and probably saying, no, this needs to be this. But this show, it's bad. It's,
I mean, the stuff that I hear about on Tumblr is like, really? How did this pass?
And I'm going to say this again, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get hate. I'm going to get, you know what, direct your hate to me if you have a problem with this, because I have no problem taking you on, people, okay? If you expect anyone, any person of color or any decent human being to have any sympathy for Lala Ree, you can go eat a turd. Really? No, I'm sorry. I don't have sympathy for people who want to kill a baby because, oh, I don't know, my husband raped my slave and her child is my husband's, and I'm gonna kill that baby because my husband couldn't keep it in his pants because, I don't know, we white and we own slaves. No, I have no sympathy for her, okay? None, zero. I don't care if all her children were killed off. I don't care if she was in the ground for 200 years. I don't care. Like I told other people I know, yeah, I'd be wondering why you're still around. Once I find out why you're still around, I'm gonna burn you. I'm going to send you to the sun, okay? I have zero sympathy. Zero. None. I do not think she can be a better person. I don't think she ever could redeem herself. You know what? Maybe if she does something like, I don't know, take out the witch hunters and dies in the process, maybe, just then maybe, she deserves death. But frankly, if it was up to me, I'd put her 60 feet under and let her go. And I would keep an eye on her ass. I wouldn't have let anybody dig her up. Okay? Call me evil, say, oh, I'm supposed to have sympathy for Lala Ree. No. And if I hear one of you motherfuckers talk about Queenie saying, oh, she betrayed Lala Ree, I'll come after you.
Okay, so don't send any of that hate to at a bleak outlook at Tumblr, on Twitter, or bleakoutlookpodcast@gmail.com or facebook.com/bleakoutlook. And please stay off of a-bleakout-outlook.tumblr.com if you come in with hate or a redemption story for Madame Lala Ree. Because, you know, I mean, Sean may be ready for you, but I'm not really trying to hear it. So if you have some other feedback, if you want to rave about Almost Human with us, if you want to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Sleepy Hollow, again, we're at a-bleakoutlook.tumblr.com, facebook.com/bleakoutlook. On Twitter, we're at @ableakoutlook. And Gmail again is bleakoutlookpodcast@gmail.com. So on behalf of Sean, I'm Dee Dee. I hope you find something out there that's geeky that you enjoy. We hope you enjoy this show. And we'll talk to you next time.